Mr. President, Director General Dr. Chan, Health Ministers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Chinese Taipei, I would like to congratulate the President on your election and express my gratitude for the opportunity to address the Health World Health Assembly. As the Minister of Health Chinese Taipei, I'm greatly honored to talk to you today about Taiwan's action in the past, present, and future surrounding the main thing, how to ensure the place of health in the next generation of global development goals. For the past 5 decades, we have eradicated or brought under control more than 10 communicable diseases. Worth mentioning in this regard is the fact that we, in 1981, started the world's first large-scale hepatitis B vaccination program, as a result of which the carrier rate in children has dropped from over 10% to less than 1%, and the incidence of liver cancer has decreased by 75%. The 5-year survival rate of liver cancer patients with liver transplant has reached over 76%, one of the highest in the world. In 1995, we successfully implemented the compulsory national health insurance, NHI, with 99.8% coverage rate and spent only 6.6% of GDP. This has brought about significant improvements in the health of the 23 million citizens in Taiwan. The life expectancy has already reached 80. The infant mortality rate is now at 4 per 1,000 live births, nearly reaching the MTG objectives. Currently, Chinese Taipei's main challenge is to push through important health reform. In 2013, we introduced the second generation of the NHI program, expanding the premium rate base and adopting a variety of payment systems, etc. Furthermore, steps have been taken to overcome manpower shortage in 5 spheres of critical care physician and nursing professionals. Progress is attainable with measures to improve working conditions and incentives. Recently, we also faced problems with emergency room violence, which caused serious concern by our medical professionals. Therefore, we support the statement made by the DG Dr. Chan and the World Medical Association to condemn attacks on doctors, nurses, and emergency room medical professionals in areas of conflict. In the future, we will abide by the WHO's 25 by 25 directive and will incorporate health in all policies, as illustrated by our national Golden Decade National Plan, which including 20% reduction of cancer mortality, 50% reduction of smoking rates, and doubled prevalence of sufficient physical activity by 2020. Mr. President, when the world's first cross-border human cases of H7N9 was confirmed in Taiwan on the 24th of last month, our CDC immediately informed the WHO and shared genetic sequencing data. I am happy to report that the patient has recovered well. Although our participation in the WHO has been limited, I want to stress that we will continue to support the WHO and global efforts to fight against pandemic influenza. I also want to once again call upon the WHO, its member states, and all other participants to support the WHO model and allow Chinese Taipei to further participate in WHO-related meetings, mechanisms, and activities in a meaningful and a dignified way, so as to bring all able and willing partners together to ensure the place of health in the next generation of global development goals. Lastly, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to wish the 66th World Health Assembly the best of success. Thank you. 谢谢，多谢。安主席，马里马里。